Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 44, Dreaming of the Sun. In the Green Realm, a subway train screams through the darkness of the 10th Great City. Its destination is the 6th Great City. On this train, people sit vigilant and fearful. With the exception of children crying, they are surprisingly quiet. It is a kind of shock at the horror that they have been partaking of. Some quietly just sit staring, while others look out windows and watch the unspeakable sights just yards away. There is one that is a bit different. His name is Michael. He is running through the train cars hysterically. He is carrying the unmoving body of the Summoner. He is frantically looking for those that he came here with. He doesn't even know if they truly made it to this train. He sees the glum looks on the faces of those he passes. His mind races back and forth from this world to his home, where he saw much of the same. The nightmare is beginning again for him. He is powerless to make a difference, except to save the man who befriended him. He has to save the Summoner. Nothing ever seems to go right for Michael these days, but this time things do. In the train car up ahead, he sees Kaito, Uro, and the Garmon hold together. He reaches and falls to his knees. He sets the Summoner down and then just remains there panting. No one says a thing as the train continues on. Finally, Kaito says,
"We are leaving the 10th Great City. I think the barriers are down."
"I think we're headed to the northern district of the 6th Great City."
"If the shield is down, then the affliction will be spreading to the 6th Great City. If the power is working, then why are the barriers down?"
The train stops, and the crowd rushes the door to get off of it. But the doors do not open. The military and the police of the 6th Great City stand with weapons aimed at the train.
"Uh-oh! Let us out! Let us out!" shout the people.
"Quiet!" shouts one of the soldiers. People begin to pound on the sides of the car. People begin to get frightened and frenzied. The soldiers start firing off warning shots. One of the armed men on the train blows a hole in the door. Some of the people in the train start to run off through the opening. They are gunned down. The soldiers yell out a warning, "Stay away from the door." So again, everything seems to stop. Everyone freezes in the standoff.
These guys are serious.
They are just being cautious. They do not want the affliction affecting the city.
Probably, but they have tried to assassinate Uro. I do not know who we can trust.
I will start here.
Uro rises and calls to the people.
People of Reba, people of the sixth great city, hear your leader. I am Uro.
Sir, I do not think this is wise. You are putting your life on the line.
Step aside, Kaito. I did not become the leader of the Lone Reba by being timid.
Kaito steps aside. The people turn and look in awe. They forget their fear and they part, opening a pathway to the door of the car. Uro boldly strides to the car and then he steps out. There is the sound of weapons, people preparing to fire. No one does as they recognize Uro.
Lower your weapons.
There is hesitation.
Who are you to give us orders?
I am the leader of all the Reba. I am Uro.
You stand there impersonating our great leader. Uro was killed in the 10th great city.
Step out where I can see you.
The leader steps out.
Approach me, so you may see who I am.
The leader cautiously approaches Uro. He is flanked by two soldiers.
Uro died in the 10th great city. Our general has declared it so.
This train comes out of the 10th great city. You wouldn't believe a speech over your own eyes?
I...
Give me your weapon.
What? I'm not going to give you my weapon.
Uro looks to the side and points to one of the soldiers beside the leader.
Who am I?
You appear to be the planetary leader.
Scan me.
I...
Delay that order.
You dare delay my order?
I don't know who you are.
You shall then. I, Uro, your supreme leader, order the soldiers of Reba to kill this man.
Nothing happens. Everyone is tense, not knowing what to do.
Looks like no one believes you. Now it is my turn. Soldiers, kill this.
He does not finish his sentence. A shot is fired. It comes from the train and kills the leader. It is Kaito, a soldier of the known Reba. He steps out. The battle armor has been removed, and he is wearing the colors of the military. He walks over and salutes Uro.
Mission accomplished, sir.
What took you so long?
I had to procure a weapon, sir.
Take command of these men and get those people off that train.
The people on the train begin to cheer, and Kaito begins to organize an exit off of the train. In another part of the Green Realm, Yuta Nakamura is known as the Summoner. He is special. He is a warrior. He shines a power of light. His mother's people sometimes do. When he shines, he attracts elements or animals or spirits to himself, based on the color of the shine. Yuta is also half human. His father is Hideo Nakamura, and he is from Earth. Humans have a dual hemisphere brain, while the mother's people do not. The dual hemisphere seems to affect Yuta's light. Sometimes he shines two colors simultaneously. This is when he loses control. This is when things go haywire. This is when his soul is engulfed in the colors of the creatures he's called. It is when he is separated from himself. A bit ago, this happened to him. he was separated from his body and is now joined with the consciousness of a gigantic worm that is rampaging through the underground tunnels of the 10th great city of the planet Reba. The worm has been shot multiple times by the fearful known Reba. So now it is fleeing through the tunnels that it is making. Some of the more zealous known Reba are actually chasing the worm. Yuta can feel the sting of their weapons, but they are too slow. The worm will escape. Hideo can feel himself guiding the worm deeper into the planet. It is very strange. It is not only strange because of the environment, but also because he is controlling the worm. His power is to call, not to control. But undeniably, he has some control. How is this possible, he thinks to himself. Then he hears singing. It is an odd song.
The sun, what can I do but dream of the sun?
He then realizes that his sister is with him. Amy is with him, and she is singing.
Amy, why are you singing?
It is such a pretty song.
I have never heard this song before. Where did you learn it?
Can't you hear it? Can't you hear her singing?
I don't hear anyone except you singing.
It is a woman. She is far away and close at the same time. But I hear her singing. The song is so beautiful and so sad at the same time.
Amy, forget about the song. I think we have to get back to my body. I am in the worm right now.
Yuta, I don't understand it. But what does 333 mean?
I give up. What?
Amy seems to snap. She does not like the summoner's response.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Why can't you answer a serious question? This is not a game.
Amy, I just don't know the answer to your question. 333 is a number.
No, Hideo, not just a number. It is a time.
What happens at 333?
Not at 333, but 6 minutes later.
Well, what happens 6 minutes later?
I'm not sure.
You sound so worried about that time.
Do you remember Eleni?
Who is Eleni?
I'm sure that you know her. I am sure that I know her. But I don't remember her well. She's the one singing that song.
This is getting weird.
The summoner feels the familiar tug at his soul.
Amy, I feel myself being pulled back to my body.
Summoner. You have to call her. You have to call her.
Eleni? Why?
Everything starts to go blurry as the summoner sees himself speeding away. Colors mix and everything becomes unintelligible. So he does not hear Amy's answer.
Because I'm not sure Artonia exists anymore.
Next time. Medical therapy.